The first night I was there, I took a little walk up to the school where we were to have our meeting the next day. And I walked by a mortuary, and there were three very nice-looking young men sitting out in front. Of course, it was hot as could be and no air conditioning in those days. And I noticed this one young man in particular, but I went my way. And that weekend, the next weekend, the people in town had always had a dance the first week of school, first weekend, for the new teachers to meet the eligible bachelors in town. And and I had met a girl from Iowa, a teacher, high school teacher, and we had an apartment together, and it was in the home of some people who were very, very nice, and they took us to this dance. But I remember seeing Jerry dancing, and so this couple we were with knew him, and they brought him over and introduced him to us. And so the rest of the evening was just great fun. But in the meantime, another young man had asked to take me home, and so I let him take me home. The next day was Sunday, and Helen and I walked downtown hoping to see these young men. Mm-hmm. And we did. We ran into them. And so they asked us if we'd like to go in and have a Coke and then go to a movie. And we said, sure. So we went in to get the Coke and went into a drugstore. And there was a booth. And Jerry was tall. And my roommate, Helen, was tall. And I was shorter, and this other young man was shorter. So I thought, uh-oh, I'll never get Jerry. But Helen and I sat down, each on one side of the booth. And this other fellow, had a funny name, I can't even think of it, stepped back and let Jerry go first. And Jerry sat down by me.
Ah.